RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Now, Des Cahill is here with the sport. And isn't that a lovely picture on the front of the Irish Times, Des, of Leona and her twin sister Lisa embracing after her fantastic performance yesterday and indeed over the whole weekend in the Salheim Cup.
It's a real big tight hug. That's what makes it special. Leona Maguire, the star, as Europe retained the Salheim Cup, beating the USA 15-13. But that photograph encapsulated a lot because Leona and Lisa, like, people in Ireland know them because they were the youngster twins who we saw on television as little kids. Paddy Carrington put up a photograph on Twitter last night of Leona and Lisa bringing the Ryder Cup on stage when it was being played for here. They were only 10 years of age or 11 years of age, whatever they were. And by then they were making their mark on the world stage, and Lisa was arguably more successful than Leona in the early stages.
As you were telling us as earlier, like, one year it was Lisa, the next competition it was Leona. Yeah.
Finish second and Leona first, or vice versa. It was often the reverse of that. So they're very close, and they were in college together in Duke University, where Leona honed her skills. But she broke all kinds of records. Apart from being the star of the performance, by the manner of her victories. For instance, in the singles yesterday, she beat Jennifer Kupcho of the US 5-4, and it was the first point of the singles and a key victory as Europe were to go on and retain the trophy. But the victory made an exceptional 4.5 points from 5 on her debut in the contest. That's a record for a rookie. She was the only player on either team chosen to play in all 5 golf sessions as well. Normally they give somebody a rest during it because it's very intense, 2 matches in one day. And her individual points haul means she's become just the 3rd player in Salheim Cup history to earn her team 4 points or more in a single competition. This is what she had to say immediately after her victory over Kupcho.
Yeah, I mean, Jen's a world-class player. We've done battle many times in college, and this wasn't the first. It'll definitely not be the last. And I knew I was going to have to play some really good golf to beat her today. Got off to a great start. That eagle on 2 really sort of set me up and pulled some really nice putts and just really kept my foot down all day.
It's the first point of the blue board for this morning or afternoon session. Were you aware of what was going on and how the tides were changing as you were out there?
No, I haven't really looked at too many boards. The goal is to get my point. That's all I can do. I've given it my absolute all this week. I couldn't have given it anything more. I couldn't have asked for a better week, and hopefully the girls can finish it off. I'll go cheer them on there.
Yeah, what's the plan now? Who are you going to go and cheer on?
Whoever needs my help the most, I guess. We need as many shouts of Go Europe as possible.
Yeah, and that was one of the more interesting elements of it, actually, because there was no European fans there. So, and this part, there was 75,000 Americans there. So when they won, this little cheer of a group of 20 or 25 singing ole, ole, ole. Anyway, we've lots more on this coming up later in the programme. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland take on Serbia tonight in a World Cup qualifier. Irish winger James McLean has admitted the team needs to start winning games again if they're to avoid more of the criticism that has come their way in recent days. Last Saturday's draw with Azerbaijan means manager Stephen Kenny is without a win in his 11 competitive games now in charge. But he insisted yesterday people need to take a long-term view of his reign. He says he's building a squad for the 2024 European Championships. The Serbs are hoping that their star striker Aleksandar Mitrovic will be fit to play. Even though his former club Fulham is mixed, the Serbian coach Dragan Stojkovic says he loves the international stage.
I think, first of all, the Serbian national team play very... We try to play very attractive and very attacking football. So each striker in the world like these kind of things, you know, not only Mitrovic. That's why maybe he is really, really motivated to do his best. And finally, he's a striker who is a really king in the box area. So I don't know in the club, I don't know in Fulham how it works, but... Anytime when he come for the national team and when he play, the style of football which we want to deliver to the public, I think he like.
He certainly does like, and he'll be a big danger if he is fit to play. The match will be live on RT2 television and 2FM. Now this afternoon, the Irish under-21s play in Luxembourg in their second game of the European qualifiers. Ireland off to a great start after that impressive 2-0 victory in Bosnia last Friday. In tennis, Novak Djokovic was given a fright as he beat the American wildcard Jenson Brooksby to reach the US Open quarterfinals and keep his calendar Grand Slam hopes alive. The world number one, though, was beaten in the first set 6-1 but he came back to win the next three sets. Djokovic will now face Matteo Berrettini for a place in the semi-finals. They met previously in the Wimbledon final. Djokovic is just three wins away from his 21st Grand Slam title, which would be a men's record. In the women's singles, the Olympic champion Belinda Bencic survived a punishing first set tiebreak to defeat Iga Swiatek in the fourth round and go on to win in two sets. In horse racing, the Aidan O'Brien trained high definition has been supplemented for Saturday's English St. Ledger at Doncaster. O'Brien will have five other runners as he goes for a seventh win in the Classic. Frankie Dettori will be on board one of O'Brien's horses. And finally, for now, racing continues at Galway today, where the first race is off at 3:55.